I went to Bradford first to secure the job, and Irene's papers weren't quite ready. She came about 6 weeks afterwards. I still remember, I had never crossed the channel, of course. I went with a train to Holland and then with a boat over to Dover, then to London. In London, some of those committee ladies expected you and they put you on the other train. Well, I was going to Bradford. She put me on the train to Bradford. I remember very vividly the man who usually waves the green flag came into my compartment and looked after me and brought me a cup of tea, because I really was worried if my 17 shillings, which I had at that time, that's all you could take with you, would pay for a cup of tea. But he really was very nice and spent a lot of time. My English wasn't all that good, but I had some private lessons in Germany. I could understand, but I couldn't speak all that well. Eventually arrived in Bradford. The people I went to was a doctor's house with four children. They all were very nice. The children were well behaved and we were treated very nicely. They always had two maids, so they got rid of their English maids, and Irene and I moved in. When Irene arrived and we hardly knew each other, we hit it off straight away. And we have been friends ever since. I think Irene would say is my closest friend I ever had. We never had any arguments. And also we both stayed together for almost 7 years, day and night. One of my cousins went to Manchester and she was there in a household. And occasionally we would go over to Manchester to visit her. It was a nice day out. And we kept contact with all our other cousins, the cousins in Israel, the cousins in South Africa, because those were the only people we had. The mail from Germany was difficult. Of course, it was all very well till war broke out, and then, of course, we couldn't write anymore. We wrote to somebody in Holland, and the person in Holland had forwarded the letter to Germany and also vice versa, so we at least were in touch with each other, and also we could send some Red Cross messages, 25 words. I think it was about a year that Irene and Hans were friendly when they got married, and Irene and I went down to London for the wedding because Hans had an aunt in London who arranged all the wedding, and we had a very nice time. Unfortunately, after the wedding, Hans was straight away posted to India, which was good for me because I didn't lose the company of Irene, and she was glad still to have my company. So very little changed in our life, even though Irene was married. I think I got married 2 years later, but we were still together. We had to change our job and did some covers outside the town where we had to do some traveling. But we coped with all those things very well. And there were some other people very near us, because Mrs. Gibson had the habit sometimes to say at 9 o'clock at night, "Would you like to go out for a couple of hours?" And of course we never refused. First of all, we were two of us, and one gets used to walking in the dark with your torches. Of course, the news from Germany got more and more difficult. Once Holland had fallen, so we couldn't get any letters anymore. All what we had then was Red Cross messages, which was really very little. We all kept in touch with each other, so if one got a message, we notified all the other ones that our parents arrived. Till 1943, when we all got a message that saying that they were moving to Poland and they were moving away with great confidence in God. It was a very sad message, and that was the last we heard from them. by that time, with all the atrocities and things, one was almost numb with messages. And it's hard to explain how it really affected us. It also was very good that while we were working, it took us all our energy, and we were very busy doing our jobs, looking after ourselves. One had very little time to think about things, because when you came home at night, you were exhausted, and some of the things didn't register as much as I would have registered now if you would live a normal life. I only heard after the war from a lady who came back from Auschwitz, who was in the same transport. She was a very efficient shorthand typist, and when she arrived in Auschwitz, they took her aside and she got into the office, and this saved her. And she gave us the report about all our parents, because it was my parents and all my father's brothers and their wives all went to Auschwitz. Only the children of every family were saved. And that's why we always have been all very, very close, because we were the remainder of the family, except the people in South Africa, where the whole family managed to get out to South Africa.